assuming you're ready. Are you ready to start the season, if need be, if Tom has to serve the suspension?
We're not really looking that far ahead. I don't think anyone is, but you know, it's first day of training camp. Got out here with the guys, and felt good to get out here again with all of them.
What's the biggest thing you're working on? A lot of people have talked about your command in the huddle. That would be the biggest thing that you would have to work on if you wanted to see playing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an endless amount of things that, you know, I have to work on. We're all out here just trying to get better every day, you know, take it one day at a time. There's little things every day that you focus on, and, you know, you just got to take it day by day, really.
Jimmy, how did this day at camp compare to last year's first day at camp when you were a rookie?
Oh man, last year's first day. Last year, the first day was pretty cool last year just because I wasn't used to the fans and all that. So, you know, more used to that. But it's great to come out here and see all those fans out here, man. So it makes it so much more fun just having them out there.
Josh was saying last year your main concern was meetings and just learning stuff.
Right.
It's different year two. You can actually come out and practice.
Yeah, no question. I mean, year one, the playbook's very, very big. So, I mean, especially coming from college where I didn't have a playbook to this, it took a little while. But, you know, this year it's completely different. You know, you got different goals.
Jimmy, how important is it for you to build relationships with receivers, tight ends, running backs as you throw and try to get reps in with those guys?
It's important, but, you know, with everybody. Just the team as a whole, we need to just become more of a team and, you know, keep building that every day.
How exciting is it for you just to get to work out here every day? First day
again. Oh, it's awesome. It's a nice day out. I mean, the fans were all excited and everything, cheering, had the music going. Can't ask for anything better than that.
What was your reaction when Tom's suspension was upheld on Monday? Because it obviously has a direct impact on you.
Right. Not much of a reaction to it, really. Just stayed focused on what I could control and what I'm trying to learn right now and improve on.
Was watching Tom Brady, Devin McCourty was signing us yesterday, and watching what do you learn from a guy like Brady?
There's tons of stuff you try to learn. Just, you know, you don't want to ask too many questions because he's got a job to do too. So you kind of want to see it from afar, you know, see what he does, see how he does it, and just put it towards your game, really.
How important are the mental reps as well?
You think
how important are the mental reps as you sit there behind him as he's taking snaps?
Very important. It's training camp, so, you know, we only got two of us right now, so we get a little more reps than usual, but your reps are limited, so. When you're not in there, you gotta take the mental reps and you know, take advantage of when you are in there.
Have you seen any change in Tom's demeanor, behavior as this has all gone on?
Just focused on myself, really, to be honest.
Do you have a preference on how you get your football?
What?
Do you like your football hard or soft? Do you have a preference on your football?
No.
Jimmy, what's your approach like? You know, you talked about how last year was different, that first day and everything was exciting, but how different is your approach now? I guess that you have a little bit of a comfort level here in year two.
Yeah, just the comfort level is a huge thing. You know, being in the same place, most of the same people, and you know, it's a great opportunity to go out there and, you know, just improve on little things every day. Like I said, I mean, there's specific things that you try to work on each and every day, and you know, half the reason why I missed you guys, I was down there working on something, and I missed you guys. But
what's some of the specific? Not like getting too deep, but just footwork. Like, what do you feel like is the most important thing you need to work on here in year two?
I wouldn't put a most important on anything. I mean, it's all equally important. The quarterback position, there's so many different things, physically, mentally. I mean, there's so many different things. And so you just have to really focus on all of it at once. And I know it sounds difficult, but that's why little steps.
You missed us?
But I really did. I was over there working on stuff, and you know, one thing happened to another.
One thing that Matthew Slater said yesterday was, we all have to deal with uncertainty in life. We have to deal with it on the football field. Your situation's not very certain right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with it?
You know, just take it one day at a time. You can't focus on everything at once because it'll overwhelm you. So you just got to take it one day at a time, focus on the little things, and, you know, just focus on improving every day.
Jimmy, quick question. In this practice, there was one play, 7-on-7, sort of, you guys were working it tight. It looked like it was underthrown over the middle. I just wanted to see what you saw on that play and then ask you to relay and then how you responded to that.
It was it's a terrible decision. You know, just one that you can't make, and you know, just had to forget about it quickly. There's a lot of practice left, a lot of 7-on-7, a lot of teams, so just had to forget about that fast and move on.
And how do you feel you respond? You know, you responded after that. It looked like there were some touchdown throws, maybe one to Gronkowski, if I remember.
Yeah, I think I did all right. You know, there's plenty of room for improvement. There always is, so, you know, just got to keep going one step at a time.
How much more comfortable are you with what Josh is throwing at you? Josh said he's been throwing more and more at you, especially in the second year. How much more comfortable are you in handling that?
Compared to last year? I mean,
yeah.
It's night and day. Last year, you know, I was, like I said earlier, I was trying to pick up the playbook, meetings, had to spend it a little bit. So, you know, this year it's a little different, got different goals and everything, and focusing on that.
Is it hard not to forget, to quickly forget, you know, as opposed to, you know, sit there, you throw a pick or something, then you...
You know, it could be, but, you know, that's where the mental toughness comes in. We all have to have that out there.
Jimmy, I saw Bill kind of coaching one-on-one with you a couple times. He's not a positional coach. He's actually the head coach. What does he see and tell you in moments like that?
It's a private conversation, but you know, he's just giving me some coaching points and stuff like that.
Jimmy, how much
thanks.
As a student of the game, last question, guys.
More do you know today in terms of what to look forward to compared to when you were working on the team?
You know, I feel a lot more comfortable. Still a long way to go. A lot of little things to improve on, and you know, just one day at a time. We'll keep fixing those. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy, thank you.